What's going on, everybody? This is Abby here with another episode of Modern Day Unicorns, and today I have another special guest. You know, all of my guests are special, but today I get to speak with Trey. Now, Trey caught my eye on social media, of course, because he's been creating some amazing content that is biblically based, and I love some good Christian comedy, so I had to get him on the podcast to just speak more about him and find out more about his story. Trey, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Now, I don't want to put you in a box. I've described you as what I think you are, right? But I would love to know more about you. Can you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you're currently doing? Because we're going to unpack the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So my name is Trey Peek. I'm 29 years old. I am a video editor, a now content creator. And right now, I also work part-time in a warehouse with my sister, who's also an entrepreneur herself. She owns her own vegan nail polish business called Top Coat. So I work in her warehouse part-time. And then when I get off, I get to my content creating. So I've been a video editor for about 7 years now. Content creating probably for about like 8 months now. So yeah.
Wow. That shows how quickly things can take off. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, all right, take me kind of through your educational journey, right? Let's see kind of like where this started. Did you say where you're from specifically already?
I'm from Reno Valley, California.
There we go, Reno Valley, California. So, you know, if you went to school, kind of like what you went to school for, I love seeing people's like transition in their journey. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, so basically I didn't go to school for this at all. I basically was like self-taught. I actually went to Bible college, and I graduated Bible college in 2016. I have an associate's degree in biblical studies, but yeah, I never went to school for this at all. I'm basically just like self-taught. And I used to work at my church, the Rock Church and World Outreach Center in San Bernardino, California. I was there working there in the video department for 6 years, and basically like my former boss hired me based upon the potential she saw me from my Instagram videos. So from 2016 to like this year, when I went full time into content creating, I basically have been just like watching tutorial after tutorial, teaching myself things and just growing year by year. So yeah, I didn't go to school for this at all. I just been like just self-teaching myself basically.
And that's amazing. Honestly, I'm self-taught as well. And just being able to consume a lot of things and produce it is an amazing skill to be able to have. And once again, you've done an awesome job. So
thank you.
I want to, one of the things that I've been talking about most recently is niching down, right? Mm-hmm. And when it comes to niching down, people finding that thing that they can speak about, mm-hmm. I find that when I ran across your content, I was like, this is perfect. I said, because it is so specific that, you know, and you're manipulating it in a way that is relatable, especially for like our niche. So if we break down your niche, right, yeah. You're speaking to, in a sense, younger generation Christians, right? Because you create Christian content, but you're utilizing either trending sounds or movie references and quotes that we can connect with from our particular generation. Mm-hmm. And so when you connect with it, you're just like, I know exactly what movie that was from.
Yeah.
and I can see how that relates. Like, I think when you, what was it, the Bathsheba one?
Yeah.
That one was dope, right? And even the David one with Saul the harp and things of that nature. Like, when you can break that thing down and just run forward, I'm going to stop talking in one moment, but can you tell me how you either stumbled across your niche or how this was even birthed?
Yeah, so basically I started off making these Instagram videos in like 2014, but it wasn't specifically about my niche right now. I was making just some like, so I'm a church kid. I grew up in church and I grew up hearing gospel music every single day and everything. So at first I was just making like memes, like basically gospel memes. Like I would like, if say like a scenario, like if you're like at the DMV in a long line, you leave the DMV, I'll use a song, "Never Would Have Made It." Like, cause I just kind of like just pair that together. So I was making like memes like that for like years and years and everything, and but I wasn't really consistent with it, so it kind of just like, it's been like steadily progressing to where it is right now. But yeah, I've been doing these gospel, like, I started doing gospel memes like that years ago. And then I started this, I was seeking God about what he like wanted me to do with my life. And I believe on January 26th of 2020, it wasn't an audible voice. I was like fasting. I believe he told me to bring people closer to Jesus through humor. And I didn't know what that meant at all. So I kind of was like, I don't know what that means. So I'm just gonna keep on making some Christian content and then some just funny content in general. And then it was this year, probably I would say maybe in late April, early May, I decided, okay, I'm just gonna go full time and doing Christian content. And like what I believe the Lord told me to do, I put it in my Instagram bio. And I started taking like an Instagram class or whatever, and I started just consistently doing my Christian content. And then as I was consistent with it, then like it started stuff just came naturally to me because I grew up in church and everything, so I knew all the stories and like I kind of just carried on what I was doing like years ago with the gospel music, just to like trending audio sounds and movie like scenes and everything. So it's kind of like been like steadily progressing, but like once I started just to go full force and doing what God told me to do, and then like my page is like it just accelerated. I can't even explain the acceleration that's happening. It's crazy. I'm still in shock of what's going
Well,
on.
I'll explain the acceleration, right? So I'm going to read that bio. So bringing people closer to Jesus through humor by posting relatable videos, right? And so that is so specific and awesome. And then also congratulations at the time of this particular recording, you're at 22.4K, right? 22.4K, and you are creating all relatable Christian content. I want to bring out two things that you said that helped you kind of niche down along your journey. And you said exposure, right? And consistency. The fact that you had been doing things like this for a time before this was even a thing for you, and then being able to now turn that into consistency. Because you said, I was doing something similar before for a number of years, but I wasn't consistent. And now you're doing something similar. And tell me how consistency changed the game for you.
Yes, it brought discipline to me because back in the day, you didn't have that much followers. So you're like, I'll post today and then I won't post for another like 5 days. And then like it would just lead to a downfall of me being so undisciplined. Then if I'll be like my own toughest critic, like if I don't like my idea that I just thought of, I'm not gonna post a thing. I'm gonna wait till I have the perfect idea, and then like months will go by and everything. But especially consistency really helped me out this year because I've been fortunate to have two reels get over 1 million views, and it would never have happened if I wasn't consistently putting out content, even content that I really didn't feel like it was good. I posted it anyway. It's always like those videos that you don't really like that just end up doing all well and everything. So that's actually what happened. Like a video that I just did before I went to church, like that was my first reel that got over 1 million views. I was like, oh snap. And it was even better because it was just about the Bible. It wasn't about something like random or something like that. It was about a scriptural verse and everything. So that was really amazing. So yeah, the consistency has really changed the game for me because I would have never even like reached those milestones of a video getting, my reels getting over 1 million views if I wasn't consistently putting stuff out. And to be honest, like I posted more like content on Instagram this year than I've ever have my whole like entire tenure on Instagram. So yeah, consistency is it's the real deal, y'all. It's no joke.
So yeah, once again, man, you're in my feelings, right? So I think a lot of people get stuck in that feeling phase and trying to only produce things that they feel people will connect with. When we have no idea what they're gonna, we like getting over the what you feel about your particular content. And I feel like another way that people can get over it is if you're speaking or referencing something that you actually know about, right? So you went to Bible school, right? You go to church and things of that nature. So these are things that, in a sense, come naturally to you. So you being able to create content from a space that you at least have some knowledge in is super helpful. So when I feel like all Christians kind of struggle when it comes to like, oh, should I do this more secular thing or should I do the more biblical thing? And being that it was God-led, how did you decide to say, all right, cool, 100% Christian content and like not necessarily waver too far into the other things that, you know, are shiny?
Yeah, so yeah, it's all like basically all happened like this year, like because a lot of my content was just like it was like so random. Like I had a video about me about the gas prices. I had a video about me making fun of some elementary school like production or something like that. So it was all like random things, and I believe the Lord like told me what to do like years ago. But I was like, nah, I don't want to do that because there's so much stuff going on. Like when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, like I gotta post a video about this. I can't be doing this Christian video right now. I gotta make a video about the infamous slap heard around the world. You know, I gotta make a video about that. So I still made a video like that still, but that was when before I committed to my Christian content and everything. So it basically like it just brought clarity. It brought uniformity to my page rather than just funny like random content. I just wanted to have just like clear, concise, uniform content that gave God glory. No, I'm just trying to just be obedient to what I believe He told me to do, and I believe I'm doing that because like what He told me to do is it's like it comes like naturally. Because people ask me like, since my page has been growing, is it like pressure on you to like create videos? Like not really, because I've been doing it for a long time, and like what the Lord told me to do, I believe He's giving me the grace to do it. So it's like this comes like naturally and everything.
And that's great. That's great. So, key words again that you're giving to me, right? Committed, clarity, uniformity. I'm not really sure why people think that they'll get bored of speaking about the thing that that they do. But I think that's so I did a YouTube video literally today. And I was just like, "Okay, here's a way that you can find your niche. Talk about one thing." I said, "Talk about one thing for 7 days." I said, "So what happens is people talk about too many different subjects, right? And things get jumbled up. People don't know what they're speaking about." So I said, "Talk about one thing." I said, "If the one thing was this water bottle right here, right? What are the different things that we can talk about this water bottle? So the color, like the fact that it's heavy duty, the fact that it has a straw, the fact that it says don't put hot stuff in it because you're gonna burn your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Double insulated. It can keep things, cold for 24 hours." But that's the power of kind of like nailing down to one thing. And so if your one thing is the Bible's rich with resources and stories and everything that you can pull out and be able to make it relatable. Like that's one of the connections people are missing, is that once you have that one thing, you can make anything relate to it. You can explain it in many different ways. And I think
That's right.
that's where you've cornered the market on that, because I know I can go to Trey for Christian comedy. If I want to laugh and something that I can relate to and feel like I'm not alone on this Christian journey, that somebody else sees these funny stories the way that I see it, instead of saying, "Okay, Trey's talking about Christian comedy today, but then he's also talking about, the fact that you did something else, or this Tesla car or whatnot." It's like I'm not really sure where to get my information. It's just like the news channel. People go to the news channel for the news. They don't go there to, do online shopping. So sorry, I went on a little rant on that one
No,
right
I
there.
appreciate that.
So my next question for you is, how did you overcome, maybe overcome fears and challenges when it came to not only making the decision but accepting the call, right? Because even if this was a pastoral mission, it's not traditional. So how did you overcome any fear or challenges when it came to kind of being like, "All right, cool, I'll do this"?
Yeah, so I'm currently still like overcoming the fears as we speak. So basically I overcome it by facing them head on, because it's through when you like run towards what's your weakness or what's your fear, that's when you actually learn something new about yourself, and like you grow from that. And so basically I've just been like facing them like head on, and like because like I only didn't go full force for the Christian content because I was in a relationship for about 2 years, and I was like around this time I was engaged around this time last year, but I'm not engaged anymore. So like that kind of like threw me off. So like for like from so yeah, my engagement ended on Thanksgiving last year of all days. I wasn't trying to give thanks on that day. But yeah, so I was like in like from like I was in like therapy from like around that time to like late April of this year. So around that time, I was like trying to deal with those emotions. Like, do I even want to make content? I'll make a video here and there and I will stop. But emotionally, I wasn't really in it. But as I got my healing from like a broken heart and everything, that's when I was like, okay, I feel like myself again. I'm going to go full force to do what God has called me to do. Nothing's holding me back emotionally or mentally. So once I like felt once I got my healing, I felt like myself again. Then I was like, okay, I'm just going to overcome any fears, any like doubts, any like mental struggles I'm going through. I'm just going to go full force. And once I decided to go like completely committed to do what he told me to do, that's when like I said, it's my page just blew up and everything. Once I, like you said, once I accepted the call, like that's when it happened.
And that's great. So I really appreciate the fact that you brought out that you were dealing with your emotions, even if it was in your personal life, because I feel like because of the platforms that we're on, we definitely miss the human side of individuals and the things that they may be going through. We assume a lot, like, oh, their page is blowing up and they're so popular and things of that nature. And we forget that they're human and they have to take care of themselves. So I am going to kind of switch gears a little bit to ask you how you do manage your emotions when it comes to creating this content, because a lot of times you are kind of on Front Street when you're bearing your soul. What are some of the things that you keep in mind when you're creating these things to kind of keep yourself in a good place because of responses, good, bad, or indifferent?
Yeah. So basically, the main thing I do when I don't feel like, you know, being funny, like, I even don't like people call me a comedian. I feel the pressure to be to be funny. But one thing I do is I really try to focus on just some random person who's like going through it, like, cause I've been through stuff and everything. I'm not the only one who's been through things. So I kind of like try to focus on a particular person who's going through like depression, who's going through a broken heart, who's going through like low self-esteem. And I just try to create content that will bring them just that temporary like happiness just for that, wherever how long my video is. I try to just focus on people who've like been through what I've gone through, and I, like, laughter really cured a lot of my like burdens and everything. So like if I can be like cured and like happy from like laughter and everything, I think about other people might actually be able to feel the same way. So I kind of like, even when I don't feel like it, I flipped the focus off me to like other people who are going through it, because this world is crazy and people are going through depression, people are going through broken heart, people have low self-esteem. So I just try to like make sure I can give them content that can like bring them happiness, that can get them through their day and everything. So I just try to focus on like the people, you know.
and that's a wonderful way to serve, especially when you can come from a place of understanding, providing something that can help people relieve themselves of the things that might be going on throughout their lives. One thing I wanted to bring up is, like I said, I love the way that you create your content. And I've been trying to wrap my mind around micro content concept, because your average video is about 5 to 7 seconds, right? So you utilize green screen and sounds and things of that nature. And I think that's one of the things I'm trying to help people understand when it comes to content creation, that Nikki Saunders says it's not that deep. Like you can literally take a background, take a sound, take your subject and make it relatable. And it can be literally less than 10 seconds. It can be 3 seconds if it needs to. Can you explain a little bit more about how you've been able to utilize that format? Because I don't think I can look at some of your videos. I don't think you speak in many of them.
No, I only speak on my live videos.
Okay, so there we go. He doesn't speak in any of them. He uses trending sounds and audio. He also does lip syncing to
catering. That's where I started lip syncing. That's where I started.
this is what I'm saying. And so I was like, it is so rich with opportunities and just a space to where people don't have to stress about trying to create something new. Make it relatable. So how did you come across that concept to be like, okay, yep, I'm going to take this and run with it?
Yeah. So basically I've taken like, this is Instagram class from this one really great Instagram influencer named Brock Johnson. His class really like has helped me tremendously. And I saw like one of his reels said like people's like attention span is like 7 seconds. So I'm like, okay. So like if I hear a sound, it's like I try to find like the the short trending sounds, but I never try to like overthink it, because when I overthink it, it won't be good. I like to just have stuff come naturally. So I try to, like, if I make a video and I want to make sure that if people repost my reel into their story, they can watch the whole like reel without, it being cut off, because you only have 15 seconds for the story. So I try to make sure like my video is short enough so that if somebody reposts it, everybody can see the whole entire reel and not like cut off and everything. So I try to be mindful just to have short reels just for that exact situation. But another thing that Brock Johnson said was like, I try to do trending, like trending reels, like trending audio. But even if you can't find the trending audio, just find the audio that you love and do it anyway, because just do it anyway. That's one thing I've been doing. Just do it anyway. I lost my train of thought right now. What was I saying? Oh yeah. Okay, I'm good. Yeah, so I try to I that's the main thing. I want people to be able to post my reel into their story and see the whole thing. And basically, just even if the reel is like 15 seconds or 21 seconds, it's all good. Just make sure that 15 seconds is worth watching and not just garbage or something like that. So I try to make sure everything's like short and everything.
Now that, and that's great. That's one of the things that I'm happy that you're paying attention to, because I was speaking with another creator before, and she was like, "I'm trying to find a way to say everything that I need to say in the shortest amount of time." So even I was with my cousin yesterday, and I had him doing something for something he was promoting, and he spoke for maybe like 1 minute. I said, "Say exactly what you just said in 15 seconds," and he was able to do it. So that's a dope strategy. If y'all wasn't paying attention to that, when you need to go ahead, like make it real shorter, because when you can repost it and things of that nature, like it's great to be able to get your entire message through, or at least capture the attention and then lead them to things that are maybe longer form, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right,
Yep.
so the elephant in the room, okay? The
Uh-oh.
elephant in the
Uh-oh.
room. So you said that you're full time, even if you're doing, some little side hustling and work and stuff like that. Let's talk about the money, right? Well, first of all, are you monetized, and how are you feeling about the revenue streams? Hopefully it's an S that you've been able to have. Yeah, we want them S's, right? How are you feeling about the revenue streams that you've been able to generate over the past, you say, 8 months?
So it's we keep it real. It's definitely a work in progress. I am monetized on Instagram, but it's just like kibbles and bits really right now. But yeah, I am monetized. I get paid off my Instagram reels. Now I get paid off my live videos that I do as well. So like it's like the monetization is something like crazy, because like when I first was getting started, I'm giving you guys a secret to everybody right now. Here's a secret. Like you get when you get able to get monetized on Instagram, like the maximum amount I can make was 800. And in order to make that, yeah, so you have a whole month to make that $800, $800 or whatever. But you have to have over 1 million plays to get that 800. But then when my page started growing some more, now my maximum amount is 1,200. But now get this, now I have to have over 11 million plays. I was like, oh, come on, no. So the most plays I've gotten is probably just over 1 million and everything. So I basically have been making about, well, first I was making about like $50 first like 3 months. In the past like 5 months, I've been making close to 250, near 300 a month. But it's not how I want it to be yet. So, but by faith, I'm gonna get to that maximum amount. I've been confessing and praying that this month I'm going to make the maximum amount of money on Instagram. I'm going to say it before I see it. So I've been like, that's why you gotta be consistent and posting reels if you actually want to make the money on Instagram. So I'm monetized on Instagram, and I'm working towards YouTube as well right now. I actually just posted my first video on YouTube, and I've been like overthinking YouTube like crazy. But my main goal is to, like you said, have the multiple streams of income on all social media platforms. But you gotta be consistent in like posting. You want to make that money,
Absolutely, absolutely. Shout out to you. Yeah, we're all trying to figure this situation out, and so I totally believe that you'll be able to continue to be strong in the faith and in the wealth and the fortune. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, cool. So listen up. I want to take this opportunity to ask you for three things that you would share with anybody, be it a creator, be it somebody who's looking to pivot in their career or mm-hmm. something like that. Just some words of encouragement. What are three tips that you would share with us today?
And before I get to my tips, I just wanted to give you guys this a bonus tip. Make sure you don't quit your day job, all right? Make sure you have that your job set as, so you have that seed money to fund your vision and everything. So don't quit your day job. Keep working if you can. Anyway, I would say first, my first tip is to really get the vision, set aside time to get the vision so that, like the Bible says, to write the vision down and make it plain. So get the vision first and just use every single, all your time, like when you're off work, of course, it's like work towards that vision, because so, it's the vision that will keep you going. It's the vision that will give you the energy and the strength after you have got done working the graveyard shift or something like that, to like, that vision will keep you going. It will inspire you to like work towards it and like push towards your goal. So I would encourage you to get the vision first. Don't just be doing what everybody else is doing. Don't try to copy what somebody else is doing. You gotta stay in your own lane. If you try to get someone else's lane, you're gonna wreck your life trying to be in someone else's lane. So stay in your lane, get your own vision. You know what I mean? So another thing I've been doing is I've just been saying it before I see it. So I love just to speak those things. I love to say things before I even see it. So like for me, like right now on my Instagram lives, like I went from having like two people watching to like 30 people watching. But by faith, I'm saying I'm going to have 3,000 or 30,000 or 300,000 people watching my lives. So even in your situation that you're in right now, make sure, and I know it doesn't look like how you want it, but I would say keep speaking it into existence, because it will come to pass. When you put the work in and you keep on consistently speaking what you don't see, I believe it's going to come to pass. Because what I've been experiencing right now, I believe, is a product of my confession. I've been confessing that this is my year of unusual acceleration. I'm going to have multiple seasons of unusual acceleration. As I was confessing that over my Instagram page, that's when like it started blowing up. I was like, oh snap, I was saying this before I even experienced it. So I would say it before you see it. And then my last tip is just to maximize your time, especially if you're single. You have more time now than ever to work and perfect on what God has placed in your hands. Like for me, I'm maximizing my time. Once I get off work, I'm like doing three master classes. I'm doing master class for like social media, like marketing. I'm doing a master class just for like growing up my YouTube page. I'm doing another master class for video editing. And so I'm maximizing my time that way. I know I talk very, very fast. So I do like vocal and speaking exercises in my spare time and everything. So I just try to make sure I'm doing everything I can to like build something, to make sure I can set myself up for my future, and Lord willing, my future family. So make sure just to maximize your time, because especially as single people, we will never get this time back again. So please maximize your time. Thank you.
So those are awesome tips that you have. I'm going to say, go ahead and get the merch done for that unusual acceleration. That was that phrase right there. I just had to go ahead and write that down. I've been taking notes. So it's like, look out for that line, unusual acceleration. Let's do that. And then
shout out to Pastor Mike Todd. Pastor Mike Todd said that. I just took it from him.
That's right. Go ahead, take it. No, listen, but investing in yourself, which has been one of the game changers for me in the past year of my life. I have spent the most money on myself investing in this past year, and it has been tremendous for me and put me in places and put me in rooms with people that I never thought I would have the opportunity to. So those things are continuing to manifest. And so before we go, I definitely want to hear a little bit more about how you are doing with your investing. So you mentioned three different masterclasses. How has being involved in those things changed your perspective on the potential that you have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, like at first, like one of the masterclasses I have is the Kev on Stage masterclass, which I purchased like years ago, but I was so inconsistent that it wasn't really like profiting me anything, because I wasn't putting time into it. But once I really started to like value like this time I have, and just really like learn to like invest in the skills that I had, because this is like your training ground when you got no one like hitting you up. It's like, especially like when you're single, like this is like your time, like you said, to invest and really just think about how can I maximize this time. Like if someone were to, some like baller or something like that, or some like rich entrepreneur were to like cut a check for your vision, like will you be ready to like explain what you're going to use it for and everything, like how you're going to do it? Like this is your time to get that completely down and to work on those skills that can like actually like get you to like whatever your ultimate goal is. This is your training ground. So I just see it as like taking the time to invest in to do these master classes is just like really help me to be ready, like in season, in every season. I know I'm gonna be able to edit. I'm gonna be able to speak well. I'm gonna be able to know all the YouTube terms and all the like technical skills I might need for my YouTube or whatever. Like this is my training ground. I'm not going to let's waste time. I'm going to make sure I invest so that when the time comes, I'm ready. So when that platform comes, I'll be ready, because you can't practice in the platform. You got to be ready once you get to the platform. This is your time to embrace your training ground, because waiting season should not be a wasted season. This is your time to prepare. So yeah.
I literally put up a reel the other day that's like 9 times out of 10, you're not ready for your wildest dreams to come true. Yeah. So it is in that it's in that preparation phase that we have right now that we need to maximize so that when that big opportunity does come, we can answer and be effective. So listen, Trey, I want to thank you so much for the time that you spent with me today and sharing all of this information. I can't let you go without you telling the people, the watchers, the listeners, every place and space that they can find and support you.
Yes. It's not too difficult right now. Basically, you go hit me up on Instagram. My name is Trey Sangs, TRE_SANGZ, Trey Sangs, not Trey Songs. On TikTok, it's Sangs TV. And now, right now on YouTube, I just posted my first video. My channel is called Sangs TV. So yeah, subscribe. It's going to be a great time, y'all. We're going to grow together. I have 5 subscribers, but by faith, I'm going to have 5,000. 50,000, 5 million, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Let's go, let's go. Hey, listen, if you're listening, go ahead and follow him today, right now, right now. Trey, I look forward to seeing and hearing more about your journey and all of the marvelous things that God has for you. And
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Hey, we're gonna keep it going. So, listen up, folks. If you are a unicorn or you know somebody that is, I would love to continue to have a conversation like these, providing them for you all. So go ahead and leave a comment or shoot me a DM. Until next, you can follow us on all platforms as well. YouTube, Instagram. I'm trying with TikTok. It's a lot for me, right?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah.
But until next time, folks, we will see you.